In my coaching work, I'll sometimes hear people say things like, there are no deadlines in Agile. The work takes however long it takes. And I get where that comes from.
Yeah, I can empathize. I've been part of many big releases that turned into huge scrambles at the end with mandatory overtime, daily progress reviews with executives, and tons of pressure to get the thing over the finish line, like yesterday. Internally, people refer to these final weeks of a project using very strong metaphors like the end game and the death march. We also know that when there's a lot of complexity involved in a project or a release, it's inherently unpredictable. So trying to forecast out a specific date, then deliver on some set of goals by that date, seems tricky at best without the right tools to manage the work. So I can see why a very vocal group in the Agile community started beating the no deadlines drum.
But the reality is more nuanced. Business leaders often have legitimate reasons for wanting certain capabilities by certain dates. Consider this kind of silly example that illustrates the point. So suppose you have a startup with a revolutionary 3D printed gingerbread technology. So it's early summer, and you want to build an e-commerce website where people can configure and order a custom printed gingerbread house kit.
Wait, is this a real thing? I'm pretty interested. I'd for real build like a Starship Enterprise gingerbread house and send it to a specific friend I have in mind.
No, I think I just made it up, but it is definitely a cool idea, isn't it?
All right, humanizing work spinoff.
Yeah. Listeners, if you know of something like this, tell us about it. Anyway, if you're doing this gingerbread house configuration tool, there are really good reasons to want some kind of functionality in before the end of November. Because most gingerbread houses are constructed in those first few weeks of December leading up to Christmas. If you wait until all the functionality gets sort of done by accident when it's all ready and you launch in, say, February, sales aren't going to be great. There's a very real business reason to launch something meaningful in late November. Of course, as we discussed in our episode on But We Must management, needing it by November doesn't make it feasible by November. The need doesn't create the capability, even if you must. But it also doesn't make business sense to just say, well, you'll get it when you get it.
So in this episode, we're looking at deadlines and how to think about them in a practical, sustainable way. But first, a reminder that the Humanizing Work Show is a free resource sponsored by the Humanizing Work Company, where we help organizations get better at leadership, product management, and collaboration. Visit the contact page on our website, humanizingwork.com, and schedule a conversation with us if your organization wants to see stronger results in those areas.
As we think about this, let's start with a classic project management concept, the Iron Triangle. In any project or initiative, you have three variables: scope, what you'll build, time, when you'll deliver it, and resources, usually meaning people, though sometimes also including things like equipment or facilities. And the Iron Triangle idea tells us that you can't fix all three of them. Sometimes quality is also treated as a variable, which messes up the metaphor. The geometry just doesn't work quite as well with some kind of quadrilateral. Anyway, most everyone agrees quality shouldn't be a variable, though there's disagreement about what quality actually means. The irony is that while quality is explicitly treated as fixed, people say things like, we never compromise on quality, when you fix everything else, quality becomes the actual variable, the thing that you give up. People cut corners to deliver scope by a deadline.
In traditional project management, people often tried to fix both scope and time. We need all of these features by this date, leaving only team resources as the variable. But adding people to a late project often makes it later, as Fred Brooks taught us decades ago.
The big insight of Agile approaches is that scope is usually the best variable to adjust. Time might be fixed because of a market window. Resources are often relatively fixed, at least in the short term. But scope, well, there's usually more than one way to solve a problem.
And this is where I see teams and product people get stuck. When they hear deadline, they assume it means both time and scope are fixed, but it doesn't have to mean that.
Right. And let's talk about what happens when you fix time versus when you fix scope. Even though mathematically they might seem equivalent, when you fix scope, saying we need all these specific features, several things tend to happen. Teams agree on a date calculated from the initial estimates for that agreed upon scope. But then new or overlooked scope naturally emerges along the way. And then teams either cut corners on quality to make it all fit or move the date later, And when the date gets moved, even if everybody agreed to do it, somehow it ends up feeling like a failure.
But when you fix time, we need to launch something valuable for the holiday shopping season, different behaviors emerge. And teams get creative about simpler solutions to maximize the value within the time constraint. Product people get better at prioritizing and slicing. And quality tends to stay higher because there's no pressure to jam all in these specific features. Delivery happens on time because time wasn't a variable. And even if the scope changed along the way, this usually ends up feeling like a success. I was once working with a group of teams that had a deadline like this. And the vice president in charge of that group had worked with several stakeholders to describe a set of features that, according to their models, would deliver a nice chunk of revenue if we could deliver by a specific date. So we assembled the teams that would be responsible for delivery and had a one-day in-person workshop to map out the details. By about 2 p.m. early afternoon that day, we had a nice full whiteboard of forecasted deliveries, some dependencies mapped out, and other items that were estimated. And it was quickly becoming clear that the desired functionality wouldn't be feasible by these teams by the desired date. Now, since that vice president was in the room and had heard all of the discussions leading up to this point, she was fully on board with the challenge and didn't pressure the teams to somehow make it happen. She didn't go to "but we must" management. Instead, she simply asked, "Well, what can we deliver by that date?" The ensuing discussion resulted in a smaller scope, but something that the teams felt they could commit to and deliver at high quality. That vice president was able to renegotiate that new scope with their stakeholders and update their revenue forecasts accordingly. And if you contrast this approach with what often happens, just pressure to deliver anyway, teams doing all they can but sort of caving to the pressure and just trying to make it happen, and then that scramble when the project starts to fall apart close to the date, this was a real breath of fresh air to work with that vice president and her teams.
I don't think we can overemphasize that difference between the downstream effects of fixing scope versus fixing time. Even though the math is the same, in real organizational settings, fixing scope almost always leads to expanding scope and the feeling that you missed a deadline or you have to sacrifice quality. While fixing a date and managing scope almost always leads to that feeling that you described, Peter, of working together to maximize value within constraints. So, what does this mean practically? Well, here's our advice for leaders and teams. First, when you hear a deadline, get curious about the business driver behind it. What makes that date important? Understanding this helps everybody find creative solutions.
Second, treat that deadline as a constraint on time, not on scope. Start asking, what impact do we want to create by that date? Instead of, how can we get all these features done by then?
Third, slice work vertically, delivering thin pieces of real value rather than horizontally by technical layer, and go after the core complexity first. What's new? What's most correlated to the impact we're trying to create? This gives you more flexibility to adjust scope while still delivering the important value.
And finally, have an ongoing conversation between the team and business stakeholders about those trade-offs. What's emerging as more or less important? What creative solutions have we discovered? What scope adjustments make sense given what we're learning?
The key is shifting from no deadlines ever to deadlines are a constraint we can work with creatively. This maintains that agile value of responding to change over following a plan, while acknowledging and even taking advantage of legitimate business needs related to dates.
If you'd like to learn more about working effectively with deadlines and other business constraints, check out our CSPO and Advanced CSPO workshops. We dive pretty deep into these topics and provide practical tools for navigating them. Visit humanizingwork.com to learn more.
Thanks for tuning in. If you found this episode valuable, please subscribe to the show and share it with others who might benefit. We'll see you next time.